Be quiet! Be quiet! What the vape was he trying to do? Who knows? He's finally lost his mind. He can smash his skull to pieces now for all I care. Except he didn't mean that. That was his torn shoulder talking. That was days and nights of strain and hunger and thirst and fear. Obi-Wan wasn't the enemy. He'd been viciously attacked by the enemy. And if he was... How can a Jedi like Obi-Wan go insane? After all his years of training and everything he's seen and done, he's a good man. He's a great man. How is this possible? The dark side. The Sith. I never knew I could hate someone like this. Hate so I can taste it. Hate so I could kill. A long, thin shadow fell across his face. He looked up, saw Obi-Wan standing over him like a nightmare spat out of the 9 Corellian hells. He fumbled for the lightsaber, his fingers thick and clumsy. Couldn't unclip it. Couldn't find how to turn it on. Didn't dare turn it on anyway while it was attached to his borrowed belt. It was over. It was over. Obi-Wan was a Jedi. He could kill with his bare hands. Bail braced himself. Thought of Breha, and for the last time, waited for the killing blow to fall. Obi-Wan raised his hand, still clutching the red and black crystal.
No, no, Bail, help me.
He felt his breath catch, thought this was some kind of last living moment's delirium. What?
Help me, said Obi-Wan.
He sounded desperate, and then, as though he were hamstrung, dropped to the ground, choked as his knees hit the dirt and dry grass.
Crystal is telepathic. It can reach Yoda at the Jedi Temple.
One word. Yoda. He'd been calling for help? With a rock? I will never understand these people. Their world is too arcane for me. I'm sorry. Obi-Wan pressed his fingertips against his face, trying to contain some pain beneath the skin.
But I can't break through. The Sith whispering won't stop.
They destroyed the temple and everything in it except for this one crystal, and still it wasn't enough? Still, the Sith could kill them? It's not fair. It's not fair. Obi-Wan, he said, sitting up slowly, shrinking from the fire in his damaged shoulder. I don't know what you think I can do. I'm not telepathic. I can't broadcast my thoughts through that thing. And if you don't stop trying, it's going to burn out your mind. He held out his hand. Give it to me. I can rig up a slab of that temple rock and smash it to pieces. You'll never have to hear a Sith voice again.